Kia ora, Peter Lynham.
Kia ora, how's it going?
Good as, mate. Good as, because we're not in Texas.
Another week at level four, but we need a change of subject, so I thought Texas was a much better subject.
Okay.
Righto.
What's happening in Texas, Peter Lynham?
So, Texas has just passed an extraordinary anti-abortion act, and this act looks set, if in fact it works, to effectively mean abortions are impossible in Texas. Now, lots of states, conservative states in the south of the USA, have tried in the past to overturn Roe versus Wade, but because it's the Supreme Court ruling, it's very, very difficult to do that because it's a constitutional ruling of the right of a woman to have an abortion. So almost all of those attempted measures have been overturned. Some have managed to limit abortion, but the Texans have found, supposedly, a clever way to evade the Constitution. And that is that the implementation of it is not up to state authorities at all. It will be enforced by private prosecutions, and that's the only way it can be enforced. But in doing so, it means that the only instructions that the Supreme Court can give are to the state and its authorities. They can't instruct private citizens, you see.
When you say private prosecutions, is that just partners and family and friends of women?
No, in fact, what it will mean is anti-abortion organisations will set up a very extensive procedure to track down and identify who is having an abortion.
Yes.
And already there's interesting evidence of existing abortion clinics realising it's a very stiff order to get around. You can have an abortion in the first 6 weeks, but in the first 6 weeks of pregnancy, it would be an unusual thing even to detect if a woman was pregnant, because she would have only missed one period, and in the normal case. And so there have to be two tests go on in the time, and to actually arrange it would make it virtually impossible.
Why have they allowed that?
Well, I think there are lots of cases where, for medical reasons, I presume that they would recognise possibly that some abortions might occur naturally. It's difficult to know. Mm. I suspect the other factor is that allowing the first 6 weeks for an abortion means that technically they're allowing Roe versus Wade to stand in operation.
Mm.
Because it means that Texas does allow abortions, but it allows abortions in such restricted circumstances that virtually nobody will be able to take advantage of it.
Could people still travel out of state to get an abortion?
Yes, and that's what the abortion clinic I was looking online at this afternoon is recommending, that they will arrange to send people to Louisiana or Mississippi, which also have very tight legislation in other conservative southern states. But at least it gives you enough leeway, because I think their legislation is the first 20 weeks that you're allowed an abortion.
Did Texas vote on this, or where did all this come from?
The law was certainly proposed and strongly endorsed by the Republican-dominated assembly in Texas. It was very enthusiastically endorsed by the Texas governor, whose religious language about the right to life and tells us where he was coming from. That it was, and I think that would be true of many of the members, the Republicans in the Texas Assembly, that they would be motivated by conservative religious views.
Mm.
And I think it could well lead to a vast spread of such measures right across conservative states in the USA.
That's what I was going to ask. Is this the most righteous of all the laws in the states? Is Texas?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
This is often...
It's weird because they're so like, you know, my rights and all that. Like, it just seems like a very, like, I tote my gun around type place. And then it's like, oh, yes, no, you can't do that.
This is where the rights of the unborn child, a child, I listened to an interview where the person consistently talked about the person. This is a child. It's the child's rights that we are protecting.
Right, but it's like you said, is the Constitution in place, and then Texas has found a way around it. I just thought Texans were so like the Constitution as well. You know, like.
But it has yet of course to be tested
right.
in the court, and only just passed.
Oh right.
And I suspect that there'll be lots of manoeuvres to come. But in the meantime, it will stand, and you can be sure that the conservative family organisations are all geared up, have been cheering this on, indeed probably proposed this measure as a way to achieve what they wanted to achieve. And so they'll be swinging into action right now, watching any signs of people calling for an abortion, and immediately, you know, trying to discover what's happening in these organisations and eager to get some test cases.
Is Texas deeply conservative and deeply religious on the whole? Is this reflective of the wider Texan population, this legislation?
It's interesting because historically Texas certainly was a place that stood strongly for states' rights, and indeed, you know, was a bit cautious about even joining the USA originally.
Mm.
But Texas, you would think, was not as conservative as some of the other southern states that are older states. But remember Lyndon Johnson was, well, you wouldn't remember, but I remember that Lyndon Johnson was the Texas elected president, but then so was George Bush, you see.
Mm.
So what happened has been this historic swing from Democrat becoming the epitome of Southern conservatism into Republican becoming the epitome of conservatism right across the USA. And this is, it boils down certainly to a lot of church organization. You know, Texas, where everything is big, churches are also very big. And there's incredibly strong and powerful presence of evangelical and conservative in Texas, where church going is high and where it's a mark of respectability. So one can assume that, you know, that's true right across the southern states and creeping into the Midwest as well.
Interesting.
It will be interesting to see what Florida will do.
Mm.
Because Florida, of course, is the other place with some very strong connections and with an elderly population, and with a lot of Cuban conservative Democrats. And that could mean that they'll be watching out to jump on this bandwagon.
Okay.
The other bandwagon that Republicans, of course, have been going for is limiting the number of voting booths that are offered. You're aware of this? That this is the other strategy in the wake of Biden's victory.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans in quite a number of these states have campaigned together to claim voting irregularities that were brought about because of loose voting regulations. And so they're clamping down and making polling booths much more tightly controlled, which in effect means far fewer voting booths. And therefore, the tradition of the USA is that people stand in queues for hours to vote.
Yeah.
And
especially now there's going to be more voters who can't have abortions.
Well, yes. And so the effect will be to curb poorer people's access to voting opportunities.
Mm.
So it's the USA is so strange in that it can
Agreed.
Be the ardent advocate of freedom that Biden, the, you know, historic Catholic, has declared he's pro-abortion and has said this law is a shocker.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And he's supposedly been refused communion by the Catholic Church because he's been prepared to accept abortion, which is a standard Democrat line.
Mm-hmm.
But these contradictions pose real strains to the State of the Union, I think. Real strains.
Yeah, weird time. Weird
I mean, we're just about to run out of time, but where does the Pope sit on this? Is he...
That's Mr. Pope to you, John.
Is he sort of getting more lenient on abortion?
Pope dog.
No, there's no sign whatsoever.
There's no flexibility there? Okay.
No, no, that is not something that he's shown. The only thing, well, you see, abortion is forbidden under canon law completely. There might be some movement on artificial birth control.
Yes.
That's the one aspect that you could imagine the Pope might be willing to move on. But on abortion, no. You know, I mean, remember that historically, Christianity is responsible historically for the introduction of anti-abortion laws throughout the world. I mean, the Roman Empire was very relaxed about abortion until Christians became dominant in the empire. And almost immediately after that, abortion was strongly opposed. You'll also be amused to hear that the Satanists of Texas have declared that this is a breach of their religious rights, and they're campaigning that they should be exempt these laws because in Satanism you can have an abortion whenever you want to. I don't think this line is going to work, but it's certainly entertaining.
Okay.
Righto. Well, all eyes on Texas. I'm sure there's going to be a few protests against this and whatnot.
It makes the change from Afghanistan for the States.
True. True. Yeah. All right, mate, we'll catch you next Monday.
Look forward to it.
Yes. Thank you.